Welcome to Brand Talk, the only show on radio where branding gets personal and practical. Here on WVOX Radio, 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and we're here to talk about brands, your personal brand, your career brand, and even your business brand. Folks, for those of you joining us for the first time, you can hear in my voice, I still have that cold. But if you're here for the first time, this show is about transitions and how the science and psychology of branding can help change your relationships for the better, your career or business for the better, your life for the better, so that you can become the brand you are truly meant to be. This is a call-in show and your show where we want to hear from you. So whether or not you're going through a transition, you want to talk about your brand or somebody else's brand, give us a call at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. And you can also email us at doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's doc@brandtalkradio.com. I'm here manning the email stations. And that's 914-636-0110. And if you think I'm slurring my words, it's not because I had anything to drink other than water, but I am sucking on a cough drop, and I'm very sorry to let you know that. But I still have that cough. So anyway, even though I have this cough, this week has been really, really exciting for me because I've been through two great events, and I'm going to talk about last night's event first, and then I'm going to talk about the night before. It's two great things. Let me take a little shot of water so I can get through this. Ah, that's good. I really apologize for this, but you know what Johnny Carson used to say, the show must go on. So anyway, excuse me, restaurant brands and brand building. Last night I attended an event at Cipriani Wall Street, one of the great contemporary brands within the restaurant industry. And if you haven't been to Cipriani's downtown, you have to go. And it was a must-see even for a New Yorker like me. You know, and that's kind of saying a lot because, you know, as a New York City person, it really has got to be really something special for you to get excited about it. But anyway, why it's so great is that it was the home of the, in the early 20th century, the Mercantile Exchange, and then the United States Customs House, and the headquarters of National City Bank. And they have 70-feet ceilings. That's right, 70-feet ceilings with a Wedgwood dome. It is absolutely incredible. And very, and saying that, it's very warm. In other words, it doesn't feel that way. It's you feel that you're in something grand, but it isn't cold. It's got a very warm feeling to it. Anyway, and what's amazing is, excuse me again, I'm very sorry. The food is so great. It really, really is great. And and when you consider that there were 300 people eating filet mignon, which was outstanding, that's really tremendous. So not only were you eating in a grand location, but the food was very, very solid. And I'd like to say, what a brand. And yes, I said two restaurants. So as I was going, this is terrible, but I think you could you can understand that people are having colds this time of the year. But anyway, as I was leaving the parking lot to go to Cipriani, which was on 55 Wall Street, I saw Delmonico's. And I said, Delmonico's? I've heard so much about Delmonico's. I've never been there. Most of my festivities are Midtown. So anyway, I decided to walk in the oldest upscale restaurant in the United States and open, folks, in 1837. That's right, 1837. That's pretty good. And it is the birthplace, yes, of the Delmonico steak, Delmonico potatoes, which that's nonsense. But here's, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, you know, anybody can make potatoes, but, and I haven't even eaten there yet, but listen to this. I did not know this. Eggs Benedict, lobster Newburgh, and baked Alaska. That's what was where it all started at this restaurant. And in the 1960s, baked Alaska was the dessert to have, but it's making a comeback. Anyway, so I had to go inside and I had to just get a feel of the place. And for a New Yorker like me, there aren't many things that impress. But this place did impress me because when I walked in, I was open with open arms, and I immediately felt that I was a regular for a customer for years. And the truth is, I've never been in there in my life, and that's what makes this brand story complete. Because what I want to do is I want to go back. And Cipriani's another case. You can only go back if you go to are invited to an event. But when you get when you see that you're going to, you have to attend an event at Cipriani's, you know you really want to go back there because it's that kind of a place. They really do it very, very, very well. Anyway, and why I talk about this is I think we can all learn that this is what we want to do to develop our own brands, whether or not it's personal, professional, or business related. So if you're Drew Carey, it's the glasses. If you're Lady Gaga, it's the fashion statement every time she's being interviewed. If it's John Tantillo, it's his striped shirt with his bow tie, his polka dot bow tie. And if it's Cipriani, it's that wonderful venue and solid food. And if you're Delmonico's, it's that you've been around since 1837 and that you have all these noted dishes. This is what you have to do. And this is what I urge you to do here on Brand Talk, where branding gets practical and sometimes even personal. But the point is that we have to begin, if we haven't done it already, as these brands that I have mentioned to you, you have to establish your brand so that when your name, whether or not it's in a professional area, whether or not it's in a personal area, or whether or not it's from a business perspective, you will be remembered for whatever it is you are unique that you are, in fact, promoting. So anyway, if you have some questions about that, I'm at 914-636-0110. We'd love to hear from you, or doc@brandtalkradio.com. And then I said I had a lot to talk about today, which I do. Not only do I have to talk about my Christmas concert that I went to, and some friends actually declined my invitation when I said it was a Christmas concert that I attended on Monday. And I'm a lucky guy. I really have some really great friends in New York City. And they invited me to a concert. They're the owners of Et Cetera, which is a restaurant on 44th Street. And in the evening, excuse me, they had a concert. And I brought some friends. We it was four of us. We had front row seats. And Jeffrey Kaner, who's a dear friend, he played the flute. And he's with the Philadelphia Philharmonic. This guy, I'm telling you, he played like no other person played before. Yeah, when you say flute, you know, people say, wow, you know, flute, but this guy is so talented, man. And the other thing, which was very interesting, is it wasn't a Christmas concert. He played some classical pieces, and there was only like maybe three or four songs, but it had a Christmas feel to it, or a winter feel to it. And it just was done so well. And anyway, there's something about music for me. I mean, I have a friend who's Mr. Culture. You know, his name is Frank. I'll leave it at Frank. And Frank knows everything cultural. But he'll kill me if I say this. But he doesn't have, I don't think, the appreciation of music that I do. He much prefer the music as well as acting. I just what really gives me what I call a out-of-body experience is music. It calms me down. It puts me in another place. Dialogue really doesn't. If you run a musical, depending on the music, you get the dialogue and then they burst into song. It just doesn't have the same magic as a concert does. And some people say, well, what do you have to go to a concert? You can listen to it on a CD or your iPod or whatever. It's not the same that when you got that contact with the person who's playing and you're seeing him perform or her perform. It's incredible. So that's what happened the other night. And there was this pianist who his name is Yu Sung. And what he not only played the piano, he composed some music. What he also did is he was an entrepreneur. He has this software. And I noticed that he was using an iPad to read his music. I just went wild. I just loved it. And afterwards, and it, not only was he a talented artist and musician, he was a businessman as well. The only thing, and he'll probably be angry at me for saying this, he didn't have his business card with him. But he gets a pass because I know how difficult it is when you're in creative mode, you can't think strategically. And when you're strategically, you can't think creatively. I always know that. If I'm starting to write, I can't do my checkbook. But when I do my checkbook, then I can't, in fact, write. So I understand that, and he is just, those two were just wonderful, and they had a fellow by the name of Timothy Cobb, who was the bassist, and it just, there's nothing like music, and it just put me in a great time, and made me appreciate this great time of the year. You're listening to Dr. John Tantillo on WVOX, 1460 AM. This is Brand Talk, and we'd love to hear from you at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. So we love to hear from you. Anyway, last week, I was struggling with this cough, and I had mentioned about the Bennington ads, and I had forgotten some of the ads, the images, and it was, and I thought I'd just revisit it so you have that information, and let you know that I didn't forget that I forgot what I was going to mention, but it was Obama kissing Hugo Chavez and the Pope kissing the Imam, the Grand Sheikh of the mosque in Cairo, and Sarkozy kissing Merkel, the Prime Minister of Germany. So these were the provocative ads. And the whole idea, as far as I am concerned, is this is what I call advertising, where what you do is you do an ad that's provocative with the hope that people in the media will cover it so that you get more exposure from the publicity generated by the ad than you would have if you did a media buy. So anyway, that's a little bit about what we were talking about last week that I really, I think, left a lot of folks on a limb without actually letting you know. It was a very provocative campaign that uses what I would call guerrilla marketing. And there you have it. So let's talk a little bit about our, excuse me, our winner and loser of the week. And folks, each week I choose two brands that I believe have either exceeded or failed in basic brand fundamentals so that they can implement the takeaways into your own brand life. And without any further ado, I like to say that the winner of the week, and I bet you're not going to, you're going to say, how could you say this? But I think after I go into it, you'll understand that I think the winner of the week was Alec Baldwin. Yep. You know, Alec Baldwin for his rant, for his escapades on American, excuse me, airlines. And someone else might have gotten angry on the plane or left an ugly message on the message machine, and the world would have moved on. However, when you're Alec Baldwin, you don't have a choice. That you know that the world is watching, and when you, in fact, say something, it's in fact going to be heard. And from a marketing and branding perspective, actually from a branding perspective, this really worked in Alec Baldwin's favor, because he's an artist, and when you want to scoff, and he's an artist, and because he's an artist, you have a lot of how could you say, a lot more tolerance for behavior that's a little erratic. And also, Baldwin has a history of not being warm and fuzzy. He's known to be temperamental, and that's part of his brand. And he doesn't suffer fools well, and his temperament gets the better of him. So what else is new? So anyway, what we see here is someone who reacted in much the same way that he really is. He's not being very inconsistent, is he? And the fact that he went on Saturday Night Live and made fun, I think, of himself. Of course, he was giving American Airlines a jab. I think he did a fairly good job in getting taking a jab of itself and exposing the brand that he really is. And I just think that he was most consistent with the brand that he is, that is in our minds. And I love to hear whether or not you agree or disagree at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110, or Doc at brandtalkradio.com. Let me just take a little sip of water. Ah, that's much better. And let's talk about our loser. And this week it's Penn State. And I have to say my muse of on this was our own, very own, my friend and colleague, Bob Marrone. You can listen to him on WVOX Radio, 1460 AM in the morning. What is that, from 6 to 10? Is it 6 to 10? 6 to 9, sorry about that. And give him a listen, because every Wednesday at 7:50 he has me on. And last week he had mentioned how disappointed he was. Disappointed was not the word. He was upset or agitated when he saw a Penn State jacket, and how he reacted to that. And he wasn't very, very happy about it. And he had asked me on air whether or not he would whether or not he thought that I would think that Penn State should change his name. And I thought about it, and I said, you know, that's a great idea. So I wrote a post about it. So he was my muse. And the thinking is that when you, you know, what, and you know how I feel about this cosmetics nonsense, you know, of doing simply what they call a makeover, you know, just change the name and forget, you know, all that nonsense that's so peripheral and that gives marketing a brand name. I'm talking about is doing for Penn State what I like to call a brand over, where the first step would be to change the name and then there from there build a new brand where you get rid of and jettison all those negative attributes that people have of Penn State. And there's great precedence for changing the name. Princeton, I bet you did not know, was known as the College of New Jersey, and the University of Pennsylvania used to be called the College of Pennsylvania. So that there, and of course everybody knows Massachusetts Institute of Technology is MIT. So I don't see a big problem. As a matter of fact, it's probably a good idea for them to do just such a thing. But the issue here, and by the way, you're listening to Brand Talk on 1460 on your AM dial, and this is John Tantillo telling you why when you change your name, it's got to be more than just changing your name. There's got to be a significant change in your behavior. And I'll give you, many years ago, when you went into religious life, you would take a different name when you were accepted into a religious community. So if you were a Franciscan or a Jesuit or a Dominican, they would have your name change. And the whole idea was that you were going to be a different person. You were leaving behind the person that you came in with and the identity that you had. You were a changed person, whether or not you were going to be a priest or a nun or a brother. And so there is great precedence in not only in terms of the business world, but in the philosophical world, this whole idea of new, of change, of a development. And so I just think that with that in mind, both philosophically and from a business perspective, I think this makes a lot of sense. So let's see whether or not they take my advice. And let's just see. And so they are my loser of the week. But let's hear from you. What do you agree with me? I'm at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. And you're listening to Brand Talk on 1460 on your AM dial. And if you would like some housekeeping, I am on Facebook. So if you like to see what I'm up to and what I'm writing about, I'm putting together a few columns for the Fox Opinion page, and I have those that are. And I don't want to really go into what I'm going to be doing, but I got that going on. And if you want to friend me at Facebook, or if you want to link me in, be a LinkedIn connection, you can do that. Or you can Twitter me at Marketing Doctor. So these are all very, very interesting things that we can, in fact, do. So anyway, the other thing that I talked about a little bit last week was this idea of of how I use this branding model to, in fact, look at the world, to analyze the world. It's called the marketing and branding lens, but it's more the marketing lens. And my producer, Jonathan, always talks about how accurate I am in doing that. And I always, you know, I remember my mother used to say, oh, you should, you know, self-praise stinks and you shouldn't talk like that. And the only reason I bring this up is because how you know, you, the listener, can become effective in predicting situations and making situations work for you, and analyzing, in fact, what's going to happen, and have this predictive nature associated with these things. That says a lot. So anyway, I throw that out. And another thing that I once again, I it's not, by the way, if I repeat certain things, it's not because I'm running out of content as much as it is I'm just so impressed. And I have to talk about Katie Couric again, and that's how she's using sampling, and how that Steven Spielberg interview is coming up. I mean, it's just great. And we're going to talk maybe a little bit more about that. And we're going to talk about our Did You Know That? And any other things that you might have in our break.
WVOX Worldwide.
With world and national news three times an hour, here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Lucera.
Because you sacrificed so much for a people that you had never met, Iraqis have a chance to forge their own destiny.
President Obama at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, welcoming home all combat troops from Iraq. But one Republican says some troops should remain.
Unfortunately, it is clear that this decision of a complete pullout of United States troops from Iraq was dictated by politics and not our national security interests.
Arizona Senator John McCain. Lindsay Lohan back in court today.
During her first probation status hearing since her latest arrest, Lindsay Lohan was given a glowing review.
Fox Radio, Sabrina Saban.
Lohan will be back in court next month for another status hearing. But if she continues to comply, she could be off probation in March.
Lindsay Lohan remains on probation for a 2007 drunken driving charge. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Forecast Westchester County and the vicinity for this afternoon. Partly sunny skies will give way to increasing clouds later today. Highs will climb into the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy this evening. Chance of rainfall through the overnight should be on the light side. Lows into the upper 30s. Occasional light rain or drizzle is possible on Thursday. Highs will climb into the middle 50s. Showers continue at night. Lows into the lower 40s. Mostly sunny, breezy into the upper 40s on Friday. Saturday, sunny skies, lower 40s. Mostly sunny, near 40 on Sunday. Steve Pelletieri, Jr. reporting for WVOX Worldwide and WVIPHD.
Partly sunny, 53 degrees.
The station Santa Claus listens to.
AM 1460 WVOX.
WVOX.
We're back. You're listening to Brand Talk on WVOX Radio, 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and I'm here to listen to you. If you're out of work, do you have some questions concerning your brand or anyone else's brand? Is your career in limbo? Are you struggling over next steps? Let's navigate this transition together. 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110. 914-636-0110, or doc@brandtalkradio.com, doc@brandtalkradio.com. So as I was mentioning, what I try to do is use this whole branding and marketing model to help analyze the world, and it appears to work for me. And I used to do this with political candidates. I don't do that anymore because what I found was that people wouldn't be listening to the takeaways as much as they were listening to what they wanted to hear. And I just didn't want to have to do that. So I moved away from that. But that doesn't mean that other disciplines that where you look at personality brands or even your own brand, or if you have a business, your business brand, and how that will in fact that will in fact have an effect on whether or not people like your brand or not. And you know, I what I did today, I became somewhat of a hero at the station today, and I can say this because I paid for the pies, the pizza pie I brought from Johnny's in Mount Vernon, and everybody was screaming. This fellow that I know, his name is Tommy. He said, "You got to try this pizza." So you know, once again, okay, I'll try it. It was really, really, really great pizza. And everybody here at the station just loved it. And what's the takeaway from this? That brand is so strong, Johnny's Pizzeria in Mount Vernon. You Google it, you just put Johnny's and Mount Vernon pops up. If you're in New York City or in the New York City area, it's actually in Mount Vernon. That's the kind of thing that you want to do if you have a business. You want to be able to, if when people hear the name, they, in fact, respond positively to it. And that's what we try to do here on Brand Talk on 1460 on your 8 a.m. dial, WVOX on Brand Talk. And you're listening to John Tantillo. So anyway, I was watching Kelly today, live with Kelly, and they had the Biggest Loser. The fellow like lost 200 pounds or 150 pounds or something like that. And you know, I lost 35 pounds, and I just know how hard it is to lose weight. And I mentioned this to you, my Regis story. But the reason why that show is so popular is because a lot of people can relate to that. And I just have to tip my hat to the producers for putting a show like that on so that people can confront the very things that that are central to one's brand. And that's you know, what you eat. You know, you are who what you eat, right? And I bring this up because last night at Cipriani, they had this, I'm telling you, a wonderful filet mignon. And there were extra, they had gone around and they asked if you wanted, excuse me, another portion of meat. And I remember in the old days, that I would have, in a New York second, would have, just like that, would have ordered another piece of meat. I just can't do that anymore. I just can, not only can I, cannot physically eat it anymore, but it's also the discipline that you just don't do that. So, anyway, and he was talking, this fellow that lost this 200 pounds, he was talking on what he has to do now. And it was very similar to what alcoholics talk about. and that is you got it. You can't look at it that you're going to be on this diet or this thing. You can't eat these foods for the rest of your life. It's more that today is how I'm going to handle it, and today I'm not going to eat it. I'm making a decision today that I'm not going to have that kind of food. And I mean, that's what it's all about. And it's the realization of who you are as a brand, which now I don't see myself as a fat person anymore, even though all my life I was overweight. And people don't see, you know, I mean, it's funny because when people react to me, they don't see me that way. But that's what you have to do. It's very hard to change your brand. And how do you feel about that? Why don't you give us a call at 914-636-0110 at Brand Talk on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. That's 914-636-0110 or doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's doc@brandtalkradio.com. We love to hear from you. But we're coming to that point in the show, folks, where we have the perennial crowd favorite. Did you know that? And did you know is where little-known facts are brought center stage for your delight, amazement, and dare I say, your continually education. And now, did you know that?
This is Dr. John Tantillo asking, did you know that? Why do some people succeed while others fail? Let's look no further than a boy called Harry from Pennsylvania with a vegetable garden. The year was 1854, and the boy, only 10 years of age, had already created a business out of growing, grinding, and bottling his own horseradish sauce. By 12, he owned a horse and cart and was delivering his products to grocery stores in Pittsburgh 3 times a week. By 17, he was grossing over $2,400 a year, an impressive sum in those days. With a friend, he founded a company packing foodstuffs. The company went bankrupt. Undeterred, Harry founded another company. He added a tomato-based product. Many competing formulas were already in circulation, but Harry's goal was doing foodstuffs better than anyone else. His motto, to do a common thing uncommonly well, brings success. And success came. His company not only produced a range of sauces that people loved, but Harry was a pioneer of sanitary food preparation and fair worker treatment. Harry's company has maintained his focus. Some products may have changed, but not the core belief, as one of his most famous products is still going strong. Last year, 2 single-serve packets for every single person on the planet were sold. The product? Ketchup, of course. And Harry? None other than H.J. Heinz. And now you can say, yes, I know that.
We're back. This is WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and you're listening to Brand Talk. Well, you know, folks, what you learn, or what I'm learning when you take a look at successful people, is how many times that they've failed. And you know, Heinz failed at first. But it was persistence, and that's what separates the man from the boys, the women from the girls, the adults from the children, okay? You have to persist, you know? Remember what Winston Churchill said, never give up. That's what the lesson here is all about. And not only that, Heinz also was someone who believed in corporate responsibility. And in other words, he believed in not only taking care of the products that he sold by having sanitary conditions, but he also was concerned about his employees. And these are things that, two things. Not only do you want to worry about the quality control of your product, but you also want to treat your people right, the people that work for you, the people on the that are going to get that product to your customers. So, in fact, that you can continue to maintain the quality that you want. And so, I don't know if you know that, know this, but Heinz also lobbied the government to pass the Pure Food and Drug Act against reinforcing the beliefs that this quality is very, very important. And he was also believed in deal with the seller. His quote was, "Deal with the seller so justly that they'll want to sell to you again." In other words, it's all about people treatment. And I talk about this all the time about tipping. And really, not only and it's not the financial component as much as it tells people that you appreciate what they're doing for you. And if you can do that, you have really done a great job. And that's what I always try to do. I always try to be a gentleman, but and that doesn't always work. But anyway, at least you got to try to do that. So I think that the Heinz story is something that's really something to take note of. So give us a call at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. And we'd love to hear from you or Doc at brandtalkradio.com. So I don't want, you know, this time of the year, I kind of really like this time of the year. And people might call me a Pollyanna. And I don't think I am, because if you're a human being, you're going to have ups and downs. And not getting too personal here, but there have been times when things have not been looking up, and there's a Frank's, and I guess at this time of the year, part of the what I would call perk yourself up component of one's brand, that not every day is going to be a bowl full of cherries. There's going to be some setbacks, and this is a Frank Sinatra song that I like to read to you, and maybe it could be some inspiration to. If you, especially at this time of the year, or maybe a little bit after this time of the year, and see whether or not you agree with me, and you're listening to Dr. John Tantillo on Brand Talk, 1460 on your AM dial, VOX. Now, nothing is impossible. I found from when my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up, dust myself off, and start all over again. Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip and pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again. Work like a soul inspired until the battle of the day is won. You'll be sick and tired, but you be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous men who have to fall to rise again? So take a deep breath, pick yourself up, and start all over again. You got to work like a soul inspired until the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, But you be a man, my son. You will remember the famous men who have to fall and then to rise again. So take a deep breath, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. Once again now, will you remember the famous men who have to fall and then rise again? So take a deep breath, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. So I read that because if you are having a difficult time at this time of the year, and some of us do, some of us don't, you have to be able to remember that even Frank Sinatra had his moments. And that's what keeps me going. And I try not to be Pollyanna as much as I try to be positive, because that's the secret of life, being positive that things will, in fact, work its way out and you will achieve your goals. You're listening to Dr. John Tantillo on Brand Talk, WVOX Radio, 1460 AM. We'd love to hear from you at 914-636-0110. So I've been going out a lot, and I went the other about 2 weeks ago to a vegan restaurant, and I went twice in 1 week. And 1 week, a friend introduced me, and then I went with and introduced some other friends, and it was this restaurant in Murray Hill called Pure Food and Wine. And there's no ovens. Everything is raw food. And the reason that I am doing, I'm open to this vegan, my niece, Christine, she's tried to get me involved in it. But I refuse to take certain types of medication, and I'm not going to mention the group of medication because I don't want to tell people that they shouldn't do it. But but I just can't do it. So that I want to keep my cholesterol down. And I want to try to get this done, keep my cholesterol down by what I eat and how I exercise, as opposed to the medication that I'm taking. And so I wanted to try this vegan approach, you know. And the problem that I find is that the vegan brand is such a strong brand, or it's got such negative connotations to certain groups of people. Yeah, even myself at one point. And but you have to like learn it yourself. And I found the answer, and I have to tell my vegan friends and the new restaurant owner that I met. What the secret is. And her name is Sommer, by the way. She's the owner of this great place. Is that when they tell you a plate is lasagna, you have to dismiss all preconceived notions of lasagna. It's not lasagna. It's not going to taste anything like lasagna. It will taste different. And it may even taste better, but it's not lasagna. And that's a problem when people who are overweight, like I was, or people who are foodies, if you come in with the idea that, and that's what they do, they try to make this comparison, and it always falls. It just is never good. Like I had an Oreo cookie. That's what they called it, and it wasn't. And it was very good, but it wasn't an Oreo cookie. And by you having that kind of reference, you're going to, it really isn't a good thing. So the whole idea of if you were going to make the change and to the vegan brand approach, you have to just think outside the box and think as if you're just here. I got a different way of looking at it already, and I was circling the troops here. It's simply a taste sensation rather than a different taste sensation as opposed to comparing it to foods that you once know. It's a completely different gustatory experience, and for that you should try it because you will in fact be healthier in the long run because it's just so much better. So this is one of the things that I'm trying so that I really don't have to take medication to get my cholesterol down. So, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not mentioning, and I think people should go and do exactly what their doctors tell them. It's just that I want to try, and I will do what my doctor tells me. It's just that what I have to do is I have to try to, what I want to do, and that was the great thing about my dad. What a brand he was, because he would do the same thing. And it's funny how you say you'll never be like your father, and then what happens, you become like your father. And I wouldn't say he never took the medication, but what he always tried to do is change his numbers so make his numbers normal by the what he ate. And I guess that's what I'm trying to do. And I guess so it's not, like I said, it's not it's called the health brand as opposed to the diet brand. And if you eat healthy, that's much better off than if you're trying to simply be on a diet. And all my relatives are on diets, you know, and it's just not good. So I recommend that you try to think healthy, eat healthy, and then you will be healthy. So I'm And I have to do this because of my my New Year's resolution that I'm going to lose another 10 pounds and then I'll be normal weight for the chart size, and let's see what happens. And I hope I'm not talking too much about my health right now as much as I'm trying to talk about my brand, because this is Brand Talk on WVOX Radio 1460. On your AM dial, and you're listening to Dr. John Tantillo, not only talk about health issues, but talk about his brand and how that begins to take hold of beginning to think of yourself no longer as a chubby person or a heavy person, but as a thinner person or person. Because everybody I meet say, you're not fat. But I don't believe that, you know. It's hard to sink in, and in the beginning of the show, I might have said I'm not a fat person, but it comes back up. It's almost like alcoholics are always alcoholics, and that's what you have to understand. And and if you understand that, I have to watch my weight. Otherwise, I can very easily. Get heavy again, and what that in fact means. So, but how do you feel about this? 914-636-0110. 914-636-0110. As I mentioned, moving right along, this past weekend I've been going to a lot of parties, and I don't want to name drop, but I had a wonderful time at a dear friend of mine who I work with over at Fox. Her name is Lauren Green. And the wonderful thing about this party is not only do you have Fox personalities there, of which Lauren is there, but She has this great piano, and she's got all these great hymns that are being played and Christmas carols. And it's just such a wonderful, wonderful time. Great food. It's just a very, very, and her warmth. She's just such a dear friend of mine and just such a wonderful person, as I like to call a wonderful brand. But it just was such a pleasant day. And my friend TJ McCormick, who was in here a few weeks ago, who is another dear friend who I worked over with Fox, he was there, and we were just talking about different brands that we enjoyed as we were coming up, like Good and Plenty, and my sister's favorite. We talked about this, and we did this when I went over to when I was down in Virginia. You ready for this? Bonomo Turkish Taffy. Yes, it's back. Bonomo Turkish Taffy was brought back a few years ago. You can get it on the internet, and that was my sister's favorite. And it was funny because we were at Jefferson's home. And I hear music in the background. That means it's time to say goodbye. That's it, folks. Brand Talk, every Wednesday, 3 to 4, WVOX. See ya.
WVOX.